These are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Newcastle want former Chelsea winger Eden Hazard to be a star of their new team, and they may make a move for him in January, according to reports. The Magpies have more funds at their disposal going forward, as their Saudi-led takeover was completed earlier this month. This coincided with the sacking of Steve Bruce, as he left the club after their defeat to Tottenham after the international break. Newcastle are still without a win in the Premier League this season. Graham Jones has stepped up to take charge of the club on an interim basis. Newcastle are willing to make Erik ten Hag one of the highest paid managers in the Premier League, but the Dutchman is reluctant to leave Ajax. As the Magpies' search for Steve Bruce's successor enters a second week, it's understood the club owners have explored the prospect of luring Ten Hag to St James's Park. It's reported that Newcastle would be willing to pay the highly rated boss a salary of $6 million after tax, totalling a gross wage of just over $11 million. And Newcastle have reportedly entered talks with Jason Wilcox around a new director of football role at St James's Park. The Magpies' new Saudi ownership have created the new role to help carry the club forward, and are said to have set their sights on the former England winger. According to reports, Newcastle have planned another round of talks with Wilcox, who currently works as Manchester City's academy director. Following the creation of the role, Ajax director Mark Overmars and former manager Luis Campos have been linked with the move to St James's Park, but Wilcox is now regarded the front runner. Those are your latest Newcastle headlines.